My name is Jane Austen Dickey. I'm happy to present excerpts from selected chapters of Jean Cartwright's amazing love story, the novel Half Moon, Full Heart. I'm often asked how I describe this story, which I say is the best written in the past 50 years. My answer? It's like Romeo and Juliet meeting Bridges of Madison County on Cold Mountain. Of course, that's my opinion. You be the judge. And they danced. Bathe in the soft glow of a half moon. They danced. David Joe held Jessie Marie as close as he knew how. As close as he dared. And they danced. He held her so close, he felt their hearts beating in unison like a lover's duet. And they danced. They danced to every song that followed, until the battery in the small transistor radio grew weak, and the melodic sounds of the platters faded. And even after the radio fell silent, and the night grew old, they danced. A night to remember, and a story you will never forget. Jean always places a poem at the beginning of all his novels, and this one's no different. This poem, My Mother's Voice. She spoke to me in a calming, melodic voice, though I yet longed for first breath. Even then my heart beat to the rhythm of her soul. It marched to the cadence of her pure spirit. It flourished in the still comfort of her angelic being, and I heard my mother's voice. She spoke to me in a quiet and sure voice, though I had yet to touch her sweet face. Even then my heart beat to the rhythm of her soul. Her blood flowed to the reaches of my own eternity. Her breath filled me with life everlasting, and I heard my mother's voice. She spoke to me with a timeless, eternal truth, though I had scarcely seen first light. Even then my heart beat to the rhythm of her pulse. It soared with the lift of her tireless wings. It rejoiced in the glow of her guiding light. And I heard my mother's voice. Know this. I am the fruit of shared love brought forth by unseen yet unfailing hands that shape the universe. I am a solemn song of ceaseless prayer, voiced without end, an answer bestowed long before the Amen, granting my own genesis and even my revelation. She spoke to me in a thousand tender ways, though I answered with only needs and wants. Even then she gave beyond her own possessions, with the eternal love and vision of an angel, without want for merit or mention. And I heard my mother's voice. And still she speaks, in a voice that fills my being, though her face now eludes my sight and touch. Even now, my heart beats to the rhythm of her soul. It marches to the cadence of her heart song, and I still hear my mother's voice. Yes, in deepest dark or brightest light, I still hear my mother's voice. And when I am no more, and not even my deepest footprints remain for young eyes to see, even then hearts will beat to a rhythm they did not compose. They will march to a cadence not their own, and they will hear their mother's voice. Yes, in deepest dark or brightest light, even they will hear their mother's voice. A foreword. Once upon a time, it was 1955, Eisenhower, Ike was president. Stamp cost 3 cents, gas was 23. Popsicles came 2 to a package, Elvis was 20. And against all odds, young David Joe Fallon Jr. and Jesse Marie Taylor were in love. The end. And the story may well have ended there, were it not for what happened to those two. It has been said few younger than 20 or so could possibly know true love. That may be true for most, but not for Jesse Marie and David Joe, both of whom lived in Rosedale, a small north-central Texas town back in the 1950s. First taken with each other at age 9, these love-struck youngsters would grow to profess a love so deep in their hearts and minds that transcended life itself. And despite Cyrus Ecclesiastes Taylor's success in keeping his daughter and David Joe apart, there was never any doubt these two lived and breathed each other. Taylor's actions, born of his intense hatred for David Joe's father, only steal the young lover's vows to love and cherish each other forever. Theirs was a love cloaked with an aura of destiny, imbued with an air of inevitability. Most everyone in Rosedale knew that to be fact. What they sacrificed and suffered to nurture their uncommon love accounts for the indelible place in the hearts of all who know their story. And there could only have been one Jesse Marie and David Joe. Town folk who were alive then still speak of them in mythical tones. No true love story can rightly be told without the mention of their names and the story of the lives they shared. David and Jesse Marie live on. And nearly 50 years later, the world beyond their part of Texas may never have known of and been inspired by them except for events half a country away. And nearly half a century away in Southern California.